This is Jay Sekulow. The decision comes down from the Supreme Court in the case involving the Ten Commandments.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Everybody, welcome to the podcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You're going to want to call early. And the reason you're going to want to call early is because we've got the decision from the Supreme Court of the United States, Pleasant Grove City, Utah versus Summum. That case, of course, involving the display of the Ten Commandments. Remember, the Summum group said if you put up the Ten Commandments, you have to put up their seven aphorisms. We said that's not correct, that the Ten Commandments reflected a unique part of the history of this community, as it does in many communities throughout the country. It impacts the rule of law. It impacts the development of law of Western civilization. All of that said, and the Supreme Court decision has been rendered, and it is 9-0. Unanimous as to decision in our favor. Eight justices signing on to the opinion, one concurrence, no dissents. A resounding victory for all of us that are concerned about the historic and everything from the Statue of Liberty, really, to the Ten Commandments. 1-800-684-3110. Supreme Court got this decision right. Now, I want to say something early here, folks. First, I want to thank all of you, our members and friends throughout the country that stood with us in this and helped us. I want to also thank the mayor of the city of Pleasant Grove City, as well as the council there for agreeing to fight this case. It really was a battle that they could have decided not to take on, but they did. And, of course, the prayers of all of you making all the difference. The opinion, by the way, is issued by Justice Alito. I've got a number of our lawyers here that worked on the case. I'm going to get quick opinions from each of them. Frank Mannion, senior counsel from the ACLJ. Frank, your sense of the decision here.
Jay, this is a grand slam. I mean, this is more than I think we even thought possible in all of our many meetings preparing for the oral argument back in November. And it's important for people to remember that this whole case was an attempt to really take away part of American heritage. And the Supreme Court has said no. And we just can't say enough about what a resounding victory this is today.
Walter, your sense of it, you were the primary architect of the brief here. Frank and Ed White also did tremendous work on the brief, but also in the trial and the appellate courts. Walter, your sense of it, I know you're just reading the opinion now. Folks, it literally just came out about an hour and 15 minutes ago. What's your sense, Walter?
Jay, it's a victory for common sense. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why it's unanimous. It shouldn't be a surprising principle to say that cities and states and federal government gets to decide which permanent monuments to put up on its parkland. And the Supreme Court said that's right, and that should be the end of the story.
And the fact that it was a Ten Commandments monument did not mean a different set of rules applied. Ed White, you litigated these cases with Frank aggressively, handled a lot of the appeal work also with Frank at the Court of Appeals, of course, worked on the Supreme Court team as well. Your sense?
That is a fantastic victory, not only for the Ten Commandment display in our case, but for all war memorials around the country. And in particular, as we highlighted in our brief, the Baker's Creek Memorial, which is to honor American servicemen who died in World War II. And that monument has been sitting on Australian soil at the Australian Consulate in Washington, D.C., because the Department of Defense was afraid to put it on government soil because of this case, and then would open the door to other monuments that were against American servicemen being put up. Now that monument can be put on American soil and honor our war dead.
You know, you've got the patriotic expression through war memorials protected here. You've got the Ten Commandments protected here. The Statue of Liberty protected here. We had cities and states file along our side here, which provided tremendous help. The International Municipal Lawyers Association, Liberty Legal Institute as well, and others. I'll tell you something, a great decision. Jordan, let's let everybody know, though, as we're talking about this, and we're going to be taking more of your calls when we come back from the break and getting more into the opinion, but let's let everybody know that this kind of controversial discussion we're taking place right now with this Supreme Court victory would be nixed under the Fairness Doctrine.
That's right, and we're looking now at a vote that day has now been changed to tomorrow on Senator DeMint's amendment, so we'll come back to that tomorrow and give you updates on the Fairness Doctrine. But this is it, folks, controversial speech. We want you to call our toll-free number right now, so we've got an extra day to add your name to that petition. Again, the votes looks like it will be tomorrow. I posted something on Twitter right now with that story. Call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255, 877-989-2255.
In Washington, we're facing a critical crossroads. Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina is pushing for a vote this week in the U.S. Senate, a vote on the vital Broadcaster Freedom Act, a measure that would block the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine.
We believe the votes are there. The will of the American people is there to send the Fairness Doctrine to the ash heap of broadcast history, and therefore we think it's incumbent on the Congress to do it.
The time to put a stop to the Fairness Doctrine is now. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
We have got to stand up for freedom of speech. That's what we're talking about here. This is fundamentally a free speech issue.
Now is the time to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Sign on to the petition supporting the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Let's urge the Senate to approve the Broadcaster Freedom Act this week. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org. There's no place like it in the world, the Holy Land. In the time to make a life-changing trip to Israel right now. The ACLJ is organizing a unique trip to the Holy Land, 10 days from May 14th through May 24th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with key government leaders. And you'll make a powerful statement of support, standing with Israel by going to Israel. The cost, $32.98. That includes airfare from New York to Israel, your hotels, and most meals. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel in 2009. May 14th through May 24th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. Call now, 1-800-375-6678. That's 1-800-375-6678 or online at aclj.org. Make your reservation today. It's truly a trip you'll never forget.
This is my right. A right given by God.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. If you're just joining us, we got our Supreme Court decision today on the Ten Commandments case, and I am thrilled to report to all of our friends out there right now that it was a 9-0 unanimous victory at the Supreme Court of the United States, protecting everything from the Statue of Liberty to these Ten Commandment monuments, the thousands of them around the country. Now, interesting in the opinion, we used examples. For instance, in New York City, they have a monument to John Lennon, the memory of John Lennon, right near Central Park, a block from where he was killed. And it's called Imagine, from the famous Beatles song, the John Lennon song, Imagine. Interestingly, and we said if you have that monument up to John Lennon, it doesn't mean you have to put up a monument to the person that assassinated John Lennon, Mark David Chapman. You wouldn't have to do that. And New York City actually focused on that in their brief. Well, the Justice Alito, who is a great conservative justice, actually quoted the lyrics of Imagine. I'm going to have you hear this so everybody can hear this just for a second. We're not endorsing the lyrics here, but this was in the opinion. Well, that's in the opinion from the Supreme Court of the United States. I mean, that's actually in the opinion, the lyrics of the song, whether you agree with the song or you don't. The fact of the matter is, one thing I could not imagine was that this decision was going to come down 9-0, which is impressive to say the least, and we're very grateful to the Lord on that. And I think it's much broader in a very good sense than we anticipated. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. We've got a lot of our lawyers on the phone. Jordan's here as well. Let's get a couple phone calls in, Jordan.
Nick's calling from Texas online too. Nick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
First thing I just wanted to say is that, you know, I'm not a staunch conservative, but I believe that this is a great victory for the American people because the majority of us believe in the Ten Commandments. The majority of us believe in our constitutional rights, and we're falling back and we're giving in to just a few minority who wants to take that.
You know, Nick, I appreciate you calling in on that, and let me just reiterate a point and kind of underscore a point here, and that is this opinion goes beyond the Ten Commandments. The issue really here was not just the Ten Commandment display, but was the Statue of Liberty, which, the Statue of Liberty specifically mentioned in this opinion.
You know, Sergeant, remember, that's what we led off our petition for review in this case with, was the example of the Statue of Liberty. And if you have the Statue of Liberty, according to the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals, you have to have a Statue of Tyranny. Now, Justice Alito changed it to a Statue of Autocracy, but it's the same point. And it's absolutely been vindicated in this case.
Now, Frank, let me ask you this also, and let me get Walter's comment on this. Walter, in crafting the argument, one area we were concerned about, and it was legitimate to be concerned, was this whole issue of keeping venues open for free speech when the government makes that decision. For instance, whether it's gospel distribution in the park, summer concert series that may be Christian in nature, pro-life protests, whatever they might be. And the court drew that careful distinction. In fact, even hinting at these famous brick cases where somebody will put on a brick dedicated to their family or they may have a Bible verse on it, the court even saying there that those would be constitutional, which is something we were concerned about, but the court carved that out nicely.
That's right. We pointed out in our brief explicitly that the Summum group certainly has the right to go stand in the park and hand out leaflets and talk to people about the seven aphorisms, and that there's a huge difference between that and getting them to permanently deposit a concrete block that has their message on it. And the court understands that that's a pretty common sense difference.
All right, let me ask you this, Ed, then we're going to let you guys go. Ed, as far as the implications here, we've got another case pending at the Supreme Court right now on this issue. What do we expect to happen there? It's the case out of Duchesne's.
Well, we would expect that they would probably grant it, vacate the underlying decision, and remand it for proceedings below consistent with what they did in the Pleasant Grove case, since they're fairly similar cases.
Very good. We appreciate that. So we may get another decision, folks, as early as next week on the second phase of another case involving the Ten Commandments. We should get what's called a GVR, Grant, Vacate, and Remand, which would be the way we'd like that case handled. Thanks, guys, for being on. I'll be joined by Stuart Roth in a moment, but let me go first, Jordan. Let's get a couple more phone calls in here.
Let's go to Jim calling from Maine, Online 6. Jim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for all your hard work.
Sure, sure.
Question, since the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 on this case, and you just mentioned it was the Tenth Circuit that handed it up to the Supreme Court.
Right.
What does that say about the message the Tenth Circuit is sending? I mean, if the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 that this was constitutional.
Well, here's what I think the Tenth Circuit conflated two theories of law. They somehow view these Ten Commandment monuments as if they're to be treated differently than any other form of government expression, whether it's the Statue of Liberty or a Veterans Memorial. And we brought that in our briefs. And I think they just got it wrong, what the Supreme Court said today, all nine justices, really, that this is a fundamentally flawed analysis. But, folks, what I want everybody to understand is I hope this is the bookend on the Ten. There were 4,000 Ten Commandment monuments at risk in this case, because if we would have lost this, these groups would have marched all over the country demanding that they put up these counter monuments, and then you would have ended up having these cities take these Ten Commandment monuments down. That's not going to happen now because of a unanimous decision, which I can't even believe I'm saying, folks, I'm so excited, that we've got out of the Supreme Court of the United States. Eight justices signing on to the opinion. The ninth justice, Justice Souter, although not agreeing with the analysis, agreed with the outcome. So it's unanimous as to the decision of the court overturning the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals. And as we said, we'll probably get another Supreme Court decision next week on our Duchesne's case. So there's a lot going on here. 1-800-684-3110. Let me also mention, and Jordan will give you the number on this, we've got a trip coming up for Israel. We're leaving May 14th. We're getting a lot of positive response to it. If you want to get information about our trip to Israel, talking about the Ten Commandments, there's a great place to see the Ten Commandments displayed in the land of the Bible, in Israel. Jordan will give you the number for the tour information.
If you want the information about the tour, folks, it's 1-800-375-6678. Let me give it to you again, 1-800-375-6678.
Yeah, very good information there. Let's go right back to our phones.
Kevin's calling from Virginia on line 3. Kevin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, with regards to this decision regarding the Ten Commandments, boy, what does that say for Judge Moore?
Well, a little bit of a different situation there. my sense is that if the monument would have been, I think Stuart Roth's on the phone, actually was involved in some of the early litigation representing Judge Moore at one point on when he had a small monument in his in his individual courtroom. This was, of course, at the Supreme Court, in the Supreme Court chambers, or their anteroom outside of the courtrooms. But I think, listen, in the right context, it could have been deemed constitutional. I didn't agree with the way the case was litigated, but I think under the analysis today, Stuart, if you're on the line,
yes.
What's your sense on that?
Well, my sense is this is a victory for free speech. This is a victory, obviously, for the Ten Commandments and governments and government municipalities that want to put up a Ten Commandment in a public park. Now have the leeway to do so without inviting all sorts of other groups to basically create a forum for their speech. So as regarding Judge Moore had a different set of circumstances. It was in a different forum. But again, for people that basically, such as us, that believe in the First Amendment and the free speech clause and believe that the government should be able to, in these types of circumstances, erect monuments and make decisions regarding what monuments are in their public park, this is a tremendous victory, Jay.
You know, and I think actually under Judge Moore's facts, our opinion would have been very helpful. We didn't litigate his case, but it would have been very helpful because some of the principles the court talks about here, I think would have said you don't have to put up counter monuments in there, and there's not a violation of the Establishment Clause, but you can't go back and relitigate those cases. 1-800-684-3110. By the way, as we're talking about these Supreme Court cases and all of the, quote, controversy surrounding these cases, although this decision was unanimous, don't forget that tomorrow is going to be, it looks like, the vote on the Broadcast Freedom Act, folks, and we need your help to get that bill voted on. Here's the phone number. Add your name to that petition. If you want to rejoice with us in the victory, this is a good way for you to add your name to this petition. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to the Broadcast Freedom Petition so we can keep broadcasting this information. Realize the opinion came out a little more than 2 hours ago. We are bringing it to you live because we're able to get to these airwaves. Who, oh, by the way, also on our television broadcast this week, interestingly, we had scheduled, I'm still going to run it out, the actual, we did the moot court that you saw a couple weeks ago. Well, this week, it's a broadcast that we filmed on the steps of the Supreme Court right after the argument. So that'll give you a good sense of what was going on right after the argument. Of course, now we know we won, so that'll put it in a good context for you.
Let's go back to folks. Take another call very quickly before the break. Catherine from Florida Online 2. Catherine, welcome to JSEC UL Live.
Hi, Catherine.
Thank you. First of all, I love all the work you're doing. You guys are a godsend and the only voice for Christians in this whacked-out world of ours. But I had a comment, and I realized that, and I didn't realize this until I heard this in a sermon, that according to church separation, you know, with church and state rules and all that,
yes,
it began, our constitutional fathers began as structuring this as the government wouldn't interfere with churches.
Well, that was exactly correct. That was the historic understanding. And by the way, in our case that came down today involving the Ten Commandments, despite the fact that some of them tried to turn this into an establishment clause, a church-state separation clause, all nine justices rebuked that effort. Because, look, they've already decided the case in the Van Orden case in our favor, and this really buttresses that. This is the bookend, allowing those monuments to stay. We're going to take more of your calls when we come back for the break. Again, Jordan's going to give you the number first for the Israel trip. I encourage you to go with me. Go to the Israel to see where the Ten Commandments and how they really, you'll see them displayed often in Israel, and then I'll also tell you about the getting that vote on the Broadcast Freedom.
1-800-375-6678. If you want more information on Israel, let me give it to you again. 1-800-375-6678. Tomorrow, an important vote on the Fairness Doctrine. We need your support. One more day to add your name, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 month of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com. In Washington, we're facing a critical crossroads. Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina is pushing for a vote this week in the U.S. Senate, a vote on the vital Broadcaster Freedom Act, a measure that would block the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine.
We believe the votes are there. The will of the American people is there to send the Fairness Doctrine to the ash heap of broadcast history, and therefore we think it's incumbent on the Congress to do it.
The time to put a stop to the Fairness Doctrine is now. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
We have got to stand up for freedom of speech. That's what we're talking about here. This is fundamentally a free speech issue.
Now is the time to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Sign on to the petition supporting the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Let's urge the Senate to approve the Broadcaster Freedom Act this week.
Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org.
If you're just joining us, the Supreme Court of the United States rules 9-0 in our favor, saying those Ten Commandment monuments can stay throughout the United States and that these attempts to put up counter monuments fail, and that's a good report and a good decision. All nine justices agree with the decision to reverse the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals. Eight justices signed on to one opinion. A ninth justice, Justice Souter, agrees that the Tenth Circuit was wrong but came at it a different way. But again, unanimous as to the decision to reverse the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals. The ramifications are significant, huge for the Ten Commandments, but also for veterans of foreign war monuments, for the Ten Commandments, for the Statue of Liberty. The ramifications are very significant. Now, folks, let me tell you this. We are talking about this today, and we're able to bring you this information on radio because we don't have a fairness doctrine in place. But there's going to be a vote tomorrow on broadcast freedom, and I need you right now to go to your phones and say, I want to make sure these programs stay on the air. We want to vote on broadcast freedom, and we want to win. Here's a phone number, 1-877-989-2255. I need you to call today, 1-877-989-2255. Now, if necessary, we'll take that issue to the Supreme Court of the United States as well, but I don't want to see what happens in the interim of the 3 or 4 years while that is being litigated. So we're going to fight hard here, but again, we need everybody's help. That's 1-877-989-2255. Updated information also, of course, at aclj.org. Jordan, who's next?
Christine's calling from New Jersey on line 6. Christine, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Christine.
How are you, Jay?
Great.
Thanks so much. I'm just calling that if we could just publicly announce that we give God the glory for this victory.
Well, that's certainly what we said in the beginning of this broadcast. I don't know if you caught us in the beginning, but there's no doubt about it. You know, when you look at these cases, you could prepare, which we do, and you could write great briefs, which we do, and we prepare for these oral arguments, and we do. But at the end of the day, it's the reliance upon the Lord that gets you there. And that's what, you know, win or lose on these cases, it's all in God's hands. We know that. Here, it's very, very important. We do. That's the first thing we said. God granted a great victory, and we will certainly continue to underscore that because that's the end result of this. Stuart, in looking at the opinion, thank you for calling. And Stuart, in looking at the opinion, it really, when you talk about, you know, the caller's making a good point about giving God the credit, it is way beyond what we thought that we would get here.
Listen, absolutely. You know, and it's a story also of perseverance. You know, this is a case, Jay, we've spoke about for years. These cases don't arrive at the Supreme Court overnight. They take years and years. And we kind of got hammered there at the Court of Appeals. And so, but we picked ourselves up, we dusted ourselves off, and we prepared for this Supreme Court case, you know, for 6 or 7 months. And finally, we got our day. We got our day at the Supreme Court, and we won after many, many years. So it is a story of perseverance, and basically God basically led the charge. And in the end, hard work pays off, and trusting God pays off. And that's why this victory is at our hands today.
All right, let's go right back to those phones. Jordan, who's next?
Kenny's calling from Florida on line 2. Kenny, welcome to JSEC.
Hi, Kenny. Hi, Kenny.
Hi. I just wanted to say it's really good that we won, and I'm so happy. I'm so excited. Like,
well, let me tell you something. You're not the only ones that's excited. We are, too. I mean, anytime you win a case, it's big. But when you win a case unanimously and in the kind of scope that we've got here, it's really great. Because one of the things we were concerned about was making sure the court did not overstep and say that you couldn't have these, like a John 3:16 brick in these brick monuments. And we pointed that out, and Justice Alito's opinion says, no, you can't have that. That's the different kind of speech element that would apply. So they drew these lines very carefully, and that's why the case got such broad appeal. And again, a 9-0 victory on anytime you're dealing with a religion issue is a huge issue, a huge victory, and we're thrilled. Who's next, Jordan?
Let's go to Benito calling from Texas on line 3. Benito, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Benito.
Hey, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a question. We had a group of men that were going around the state of Texas trying to put a Ten Commandment monument on every courthouse.
Yes.
Our courthouse declined it because of a fear of you know, litigation. And
yeah.
I was wondering, does this now open an opportunity for us to go ahead and accept these monuments all over the state?
Well, it certainly doesn't. I think it eliminates the litigation threat because the court's already held out of a case out of Texas that there was no violation of church-state separation by having these monuments up. And today's decision said if the community wants to express its views, incorporating the Ten Commandments, they have the right to do it, and they don't have to put up a counter monument, which is the other thing you fear. So, Stuart, I think it does, and get Stuart Roth's opinion on this. It does clear the way on a lot of these issues.
Well, absolutely, because when this case was sort of held in bay like it has been for the last 6 months, and the decision was really the Tenth Circuit opinion basically was so prominent throughout the country, a lot of municipalities, a lot of governments would not accept monuments such as the Ten Commandments monuments, feeling that they would be forced to accept monuments by every other group and clutter up their parks that they wanted to control. So I think this opinion, Jay, couldn't have been clearer about the ability of municipalities and local governments and governments really all throughout the country that enable them to make these editorial decisions which monuments they're going to erect.
Absolutely, and of course the end result of all of this is, again, if you're just joining us, 9-0 victory in this case involving the Ten Commandments, and we're thrilled. We're getting a call coming in about the Fairness Doctrine. Let's take it, Jordan, because I want to highlight the point of this with the next caller.
Sure, I do want to tell folks that those who listen to us and follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSeculo, and also the official ACLJ Twitter site, got this information this morning first. Before we could even update the website, I was able to send out a Twitter release, which also included the opinion from the court early this morning when the opinion came out just a couple hours before the broadcast. So I encourage you to check that out, twitter.com/JordanSeculo. There are a lot of people we're being able to be in dialogue with throughout that. And at ACLJ.org on the front of the homepage, we have the live Twitter feed now. So you can actually see what we're writing and what we're posting from my Twitter feed. It's twitter.com/JordanSeculo. Vern is on line one. Vern, welcome to Jay Seculo Live.
Hi, Vern.
Congratulations on the win on the Ten Commandments. I really appreciate that, and thanks for doing a good job. My call is, I contacted my senators, and I got an answer from one. The other one, I did not. I got a form basically saying that he was a good senator. I'm very upset about that. I didn't care for the answer I got from the one senator, but the other one that didn't answer my question at all or even address my comment.
Yeah. Hey, Vern, let me ask you this. Did you sign our petition that we're delivering to the Senate? Have you signed that yet?
I signed it as soon as you announced it.
Okay, because here's what's going to happen. Because sometimes you have problems with senators' office, that's exactly why our government affairs team goes to these senators and say, look, we've heard from, 8,000 people in your state, and we're very specific on that. So that's why we encourage people, again, if you haven't signed the petition, broadcast freedom, vote tomorrow, folks. Tomorrow, we want to make sure that we can keep these controversial programs like ours on the air. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And Jordan, let's also give that the phone number. For those of you that want to go with me to Israel, let's go ahead and give that number as well. I encourage you to call and get tour information today. We're leaving May 14th.
Sure, 1-800-375-6678. One more time, 1-800-375-6678. 7-8. Let's go back to the phone. Sherry's calling from Idaho on line 6. Sherry, welcome to Jay Seculo Live.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, guys. Thanks be to God for this wonderful victory. And, Jay, as far as I'm concerned, you're the rock star of attorneys. And what a wonderful thing to have happen on Ash Wednesday.
Well, I tell you, and that's something, too. It is Ash Wednesday. And you mentioned rock stars, and we got the Justice Alito citing John Lennon's lyric from the song Imagine in his opinion. To our advantage, by the way. I might add. So it was helpful, even if you some people don't like the song because it says no religion too as one of the lyrics. I'm not sure that's what Lennon meant by it when he said, if you're looking in context, but we'll get into that in another program. This is not a Beatle quiz. I will tell you this. I'm glad they put that in there because it made the point that we underscored that governments are allowed to communicate particular messages. Stuart, we only got a few seconds left here, but at the end of the day, a huge victory for a lot of people, including our friends and members who've been praying for us and for those cities that stood with us during this litigation.
Well, absolutely, Jay, because as we talked about, there were a lot of cities that were trying to make decisions during the interim. There were a lot of cities that basically had Ten Commandment monuments, didn't know whether they were going to have to take them down based on a Tenth Circuit opinion. So this decision clears the way.
All right, Jordan, we've only got a little bit of time. Let people know how they can get sign that broadcast freedom bill. It's going to be signed tomorrow. Give them the phone number also one more time for the Israel trip. But we are really, folks, we're getting that vote tomorrow.
That's right, folks. If you want to get involved here, remember yesterday we thought the vote would be today. It's been pushed back one more day, which means you've still got time to add your name to this petition. It is very important. Call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. This is it. The vote will be tomorrow, but we were able to add some more names today, so I encourage you to do so. And if you're interested about joining us in Israel this summer, 1-800-375-6678.